the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 388. Approach, my soul, the mercy seat, where Jesus answers prayer. There humbly fall before his feet, for none can perish there. 388.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Holy Word of God, from the book of Proverbs, reading chapter 8 and into chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 8 and the first 10 verses of chapter 9. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of a city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. And the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honour are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. when he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. We shall leave the reading there. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls the reading of his holy word, and help us now as we would come before him in prayer. Most holy Lord God, fit us now to approach unto thee, for we are upon earth, thou art in heaven. Lord, we are sinners, thou art righteous. O Lord, look down in thy great mercy and draw us unto thyself. And may we come in that one only way, that sinners may approach unto God, through Christ the Mediator. O, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Our Lord Jesus, draw me. We will run after thee, and all to be found in the way of life. O Lord, what a great privilege is prayer. Oh, how thankful we should be that there is a throne of grace, a way into the holiest of all. And may we be found at that blood-sprinkled mercy seat, there to draw nigh unto God, and Lord, draw nigh unto us. Draw nigh unto us as we gather here this evening hour. At the end, no doubt for many, of another working week, there may be that weariness of body and of mind, that tiredness, those perhaps who have had to rush to be here this evening. Oh Lord, leaving the busy scenes of life, in the home, in the workplace, the school or college. Yet, Lord, what a great privilege to be found here, within these thine earthly courts. Oh, Lord, this place where prayer is wont to be made, where we gather together to worship thee, to meet around thy holy word of truth. Oh, we pray, Lord, that the world, the cares of the world, the things of the world, the intrusions of the world may be kept out. Oh Lord, drive out the buyers and sellers. And oh Lord, grant us here thy felt presence. Do believe that thou art omnipresent, thou art everywhere. But oh, do come in that special way this night. O Lord, do draw nigh unto us. May Jesus himself draw near. O Lord, do come and prepare our hearts to receive of thy word. O do come and soften our hearts. O Lord, take away the hardness. And O Lord, do prepare us to receive of thy word. May faith be mixed with what we hear. Grant to us a hearing of faith. And oh, to hear the voice of the good shepherd. Yea, to hear the voice of the beloved. Behold, he cometh. Skipping over the mountains, leaping over the hills. Oh, Lord, do come. And come as a good Samaritan. For Lord, thou knowest where thy people are, and those who are laid low, those who are wounded. Oh Lord, those who are sick of soul, those who are in trouble, those in distress, those in need, those who have problems, those who have difficulties, those, Lord, praying, longing, begging, pleading, thou wilt come to them. Oh, like the dear psalmist, a cry may be, oh, when wilt thou come unto me? Lord, longing souls here tonight, oh, longing for thy touch, longing for thy blessing, longing for thy word, oh, longing for healing, longing for restoration, longing for comforting, longing for encouragement. Oh, longing for a blessing, longing for a word in due season. Ah, Lord, look upon the longing souls. May none go away feeling disappointed, feeling there was nothing for them, feeling to have been left out. Oh, Lord, how our faith is so tried when thou art silent. Be not silent unto me, lest if thou be silent unto me, I be like unto them that go down into the pit. But O, cause thy glorious voice to be heard. O Lord, send thy Spirit. We pray for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And may there be that outpouring of thy Spirit this night. Yea, may thy Spirit be at work in the midst, taking of thine, showing it unto needy souls, longing souls. Move upon the face of the waters. O Lord, shine forth, shine light out of darkness. And O Lord, who see thy word unto every case, every condition, every soul. O, may the Holy Ghost fall upon all who hear the word tonight. Grant the Spirit's application. O Lord, when that word comes in power and in might, in authority, in unction, and enters in and there rests and there abides. O Lord, do great things here in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Pray for any in soul trouble, those feeling the burden and guilt of sin, those who have been convicted or convinced that they are ruined, guilty, hell-deserving sinners, and yet cry out for mercy, cry out for pardon, cry out for forgiveness. All may such souls be led unto Christ, who came to seek and to save that which was lost, to save his people from their sins. Oh, by faith, to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, oh, that such souls might be drawn unto Christ, drawn to his feet, drawn to his blood, drawn to his righteousness. Oh, drawn unto him who receiveth sinners. Lord, remember any who need reviving. Oh, Lord, how often thy people feel that need of reviving. Oh, they feel to be so hard-hearted. They feel to be so far off. They feel their captivity. They feel to be at a distance. Feel to be in the dust. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Oh, revive me again. O Lord, remember any in providential need, in their pathway, their circumstances, the way that they take, and how the lot has fallen, the things that they are passing through, those mountains before, or those hill difficulties. Lord, those matters which are too hard for them, those matters they cannot deal with, those matters which overwhelm. Oh Lord, those matters in the family, in the business, in the church. Oh Lord, those things we cannot avoid, and yet we feel to be so insufficient, inadequate. Oh Lord, do come and help such, we pray. May there be a word in due season, a help by the way. Pray for any who walk a lonely pathway, a sad pathway, who know what it is to be bitterly disappointed. Oh Lord, any who feel to be so troubled, so cast down, who need thy help, who need the Lord to appear. Oh Lord, we remember those who have infirmities, afflictions, weaknesses, distresses. Oh Lord, we remember those who need divine guidance. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. We would rejoice with those who may rejoice, would mourn with those who are mourning. Lord, we pray for each one present. We also remember those who are absent and those who would be here if they could, those at home with little ones, those in employment, those who may be away at this time, and any laid aside in affliction and weakness. Lord, remember all who would be here. Be pleased to go to them and bless them, we pray. Remember any who could have come but had no desire to come. Oh, be pleased to touch their hearts. Remember this cause of truth. Do make it manifest that thy Spirit remaineth here. And may there be those sacred evidences of thy Spirit's work in the hearts and lives of thy people. Lord, remember Zion. Oh, Lord, do remember the low state of Zion. And turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. May there yet be a building up, the Lord adding such as shall be saved. O Lord, do remember each of thy sent servants. Do remember thy people throughout the whole world. Especially would we pray for those who suffer persecution, imprisonment, deprivations, those driven from their homes, their lands, those in lands where there's warfare, unrest, disquiet, those who fear for their lives. Oh Lord, remember such. Oh, we do have much to be thankful for. The blessings that we have, the privileges that we enjoy. Oh, may we not take them for granted, but be truly thankful. And we do thank thee for thy precious word of truth. Do help us now as we return to it, and may it turn to us. O Lord, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Reveal to our souls a precious Jesus. O Lord, grant that by faith we may be helped to look up, to see no man, save Jesus only, as we ask all begging the forgiveness of our every sin, for Jesus' sake alone.
Hymn number 614. The Lord the righteous tries, yet will adore his name. He never will their cause despise, nor put their hope to shame. 614.
as the Lord may be pleased to grant his gracious help, I would direct your prayerful attention to the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. The Epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. I just feel I want to say at the very outset, I've really felt this word laid upon my spirit to bring before you tonight. At times I thought I could not come with this word, but I feel the Lord has really impressed it upon my spirit. If any of you lack wisdom, and often it is our wisdom to know that we lack wisdom. Or we think of Solomon, the wisest man who was ever found upon this earth, of course, except for the Lord Jesus, and what wisdom was given to him. That wisdom which is from above, that pure wisdom, that wisdom of God. And remember that Solomon was dependent upon God to give him that wisdom. But when we consider a greater than Solomon, infinitely greater, or when we think of Almighty God, who in wisdom made the world, who is never at a loss to know what to do, who gives wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Oh, what a wonderful word this is. It's all encompassing. If any of you lack wisdom, you know, that includes everyone here tonight. It doesn't leave anyone out. If any of you lack wisdom in whatsoever way, and with the Lord's help we would speak of spiritual wisdom as well as natural wisdom, but feeling that lack of wisdom, well, what a sweet invitation. Let him ask of God. God who has that wisdom to give. We might say that all-sufficient wisdom that giveth to all men liberally. No half measure here. Liberally, freely. And you see this wisdom. You can go to man, you may have to pay man for wisdom. If you look to a lawyer, a financial advisor, or whatever, but he that giveth to all men liberally, free to give, full to give, infinite wisdom, and upbraideth not, the Lord will never turn you away. The Lord will never reprove you for coming to him with your lack of wisdom to ask for wisdom and upbraideth not. Oh, I'm just going to digress a little. but I feel there is such a sweetness and privilege concerning prayer. And here really in our text there is prayer. Let him ask of God. How many, many times do we neglect prayer? I mean, we do not make it a matter of prayer. We remain prayerless, carnal, worldly, leaning upon our own understanding, leaning upon our own wisdom, leaning upon our own thoughts. How often we'd rather think than pray. How often we'd rather scheme than pray. How often we'd rather plan than pray. Oh, how often we'd rather look to man than pray unto God. There is every encouragement in the whole canon of Scripture that men ought always to pray and not to faint. But left to ourselves, oh, we're always fainting and not praying. Yes, the Lord must give that spirit of prayer. But may we not be left to fatalism and indifference. But oh, may the Lord stir up in our hearts that spirit of prayer. Oh, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Everything. Some things we don't because they seem too great. Other things we don't because they seem too small. Everything. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Oh, we may feel we don't know how to pray. We may feel that lack of wisdom of how to pray. Well, Lord, teach us to pray. That's a good prayer. That's a good start. Lord, teach me how to pray. Lord, teach me how to pray aright. Lord, teach me how to pray according to thy will. Lord, grant to me that living faith to come boldly unto the throne of grace, there to obtain mercy and there to find grace to help in time of need. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And if the Lord says it shall be given him, then we may rest upon his promise, it shall be given him. No if, no doubt, an absolute certainty, it shall be given him. Oh, what a sweet promise, what an encouragement. Oh, something to strengthen, something to support, something to help. Oh, our lack of wisdom, and yet to go to God as a poor, needy sinner. Oh, feeling our ignorance, feeling our unworthiness, all mourning over the hardness of our heart, and yet to come boldly, and yet to come in faith. Or do we not read, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But how we need the Lord to enable us to open our mouth wide, to expect great things from our God, for he is a great God. Great in mercy. Great in compassion. Great in loving kindness. Great in might. Great in power. Great in wisdom. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Let him ask in faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But let him ask in faith. that faith to believe in God. When we come before the Lord in prayer, of course we do not see the Lord with the natural eye as we see one another, as we see man. There is that of faith, believing that God is in heaven, believing that he is a true, living, almighty God, the prayer-hearing, prayer-answering God. So many different characters come to mind in Scripture concerning prayer. But I think of Elijah. What a man of prayer he was, and how the Lord taught him to pray. Oh, firstly, I think of by the brook Cherethair, and how the Lord would feed him, and what wisdom to wait upon God. Oh, what faith to believe the Lord would take care of him. Each day the ravens bringing him that flesh and meat and the water from the brook. And again, I just want to see the wisdom here. It may be a word in season to one or another. Natural reasoning, natural wisdom would have looked at that stream drying up and would have suggested quite almost legitimately, you've got to move. Without water, you're going to die. And remember, it was a hot land. The brook was drying up, but it hadn't dried up. And perhaps your brook is drying up, but it hasn't dried up yet. And not until the brook dried up, even then, Elijah waited upon God and waited for God. Oh, how his faith has tried. Just look at the preceding verses. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Or you think of the patience that must have been given to Elijah. They're waiting upon God. But when the brook did dry up, then the word of the Lord came to him, arise, go unto Zarephath, for I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And he went. He went in faith. Surely Zarephath, wasn't that the city from where that wicked Jezebel came from? Would he be safe there? Wherever the Lord sends us, we will be safe. The Lord has promised to be that wall of fire round about his people. And the Lord has promised to supply the needs of his people. He went in faith. And I do not want to go into detail, but you all know what met Elijah coming there, the widow gathering for a last meal. And yet how the word of the Lord came to Elijah. For that cruse of oil, not a barrel of meal would fail until the Lord sent rain upon the earth. Again, I see that wisdom in waiting upon God, that faith looking to him. I do not believe each day that Elijah or the woman went prayerlessly to that cruse, to that barrel, but in prayer, Lord, thou hast said, or thou hast promised, and they were never disappointed. You see, God is good to his word. Hath he not said, shall he not do it? Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. But let him ask in faith. These, we might say, were preparatory to that time when Elijah, now strong in faith, must go to Mount Carmel. And there were at least 450 prophets of Baal. There were the children of Israel. The famine had been 3.5 years long. And that wicked king Ahab was blaming Elijah. There's been a troubler in Israel, blaming him for the drought, the withholding of rain. It is not me that troubleth Israel, but thee. And all the wicked things he and his wife had been doing. And what faith was given to him there. To look to his God. Oh, when the prophets of Baal to try to pray to their gods who had failed. Nothing came down, nothing happened, and how Elijah mocked them. But then, we might say, when it was Elijah's turn, and what faith there to rebuild that altar, and to have all that water poured upon it. And now it would seem impossible that any fire could, as it were, ignite and consume that offering. But God laughs, or faith laughs, at impossibilities. With God, nothing shall be called impossible. And how Elijah cried out unto his God, "Hear me now, hear me, O Lord, that it may be seen this day that there is a God in Israel." And the fire fell down from heaven. But let him ask in faith, expecting. Faith, believing. It's not the besetting sin, that of unbelief. And unbelief would ever prevent us praying, limiting the Holy One of Israel, or staying us from calling upon God. All that dreadful, terrible sin of unbelief. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Oh, we feel at times this word is beyond us, how we waver to and fro, full of doubts and fears, also troubled again by that sin of unbelief. Is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee? Again, we think of the words of the Lord Jesus unto one, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" How we waver to and fro. Lord, increase our faith, that we waver not. All that we believe, thy word, thy promises, what thou hast said. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If any of you lack wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom. There are two ways I desire to set this word before you. One is spiritual. The other is more providential. If any of you lack wisdom. We read there in Proverbs 8 and into chapter 9. Where we read of wisdom. And I'm sure many of you know that word wisdom can be replaced by Christ. The wisdom of God. The power of God, who has made unto us wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom. When the apostle wrote to his son in the faith, Timothy, he writes concerning the sacred scriptures which thou hast known from thy youth, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Or do we have some here tonight who would be made wise unto salvation? There is no wisdom to be compared to this being made wise unto salvation. I'm sure many of you have heard or read the account of Yeddy, was he in Scotland? A very simple lad, lacking what might be said that natural wisdom. Very simple. And yet how he was made wise unto salvation. And we think of those who have great natural wisdom. Men of learning, and I'm thinking of more ungodly men. If I mention a professor not too far from here, you know who I mean. Oh, what great wisdom in that field in which he specialises, and yet what lack of wisdom to deny God. yet he blessed to be made wise unto salvation. Another with much natural wisdom, and if left to perish in their sins. If any of you lack wisdom, and yet would be made wise unto salvation, do we not find underneath wisdom that of teaching, instruction? And does not the Lord teach his people? Does not the Lord make them teachable? And in making them teachable, would they not be found at his feet, learning of him, receiving his word? Or would you be found sitting at the feet of Jesus to learn of him? Or would you learn of the person of Christ, the doctrine of Christ? Or would you learn of Christ, and with the dear apostle cry out, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Oh, let him ask of God. Lord, teach me the way of salvation. Oh, Lord, teach me the truth. The truth as it is in Jesus. I don't know, there may be some here tonight and you may feel confused. You hear the ministry here, which we believe is a faithful, God-honoring ministry, preaching the truth. And yet you hear from others, perhaps at school or college or workplace, saying other things, and you hear of other things in the news and media, and you just wonder, what is the truth? Who's speaking the truth? If any of you lack wisdom, wanting to know the truth, oh, the truth, let him ask of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If any of you lack wisdom, or do you feel your lack of the knowledge of Christ and a way of salvation, let him ask of God. Or do we turn to the word of God to ask of God to teach us, to make us wise unto salvation, to teach us a way of life? Or is it not Christ? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We might say, I will teach you, I will instruct you into that way of life by my Spirit. Let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, believing that God has that wisdom to give, that knowledge to give, that instruction to give. Or is it your prayer, give me Christ, or else I die? Lord Jesus, reveal thyself to me, that I may know thee, and all to be made wise unto salvation. Yea, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. What wisdom is imparted to teach us our need of Jesus? Oh, to teach us to flee from this world and its deceitful shore, and to return no more. Oh, to flee unto life, life, eternal life. For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world, the whole wisdom of the world, but lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? No amount of natural wisdom will save him. If ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Is that your prayer? Do you echo that? Then I believe you have been given some of his wisdom. The Lord is teaching you, the Lord is instructing you. But it must be Jesus only, who is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Oh, to be taught the doctrine of Christ. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. If ever there's a word to encourage a poor minister, surely it is there. The foolishness of preaching. Later on we have that no flesh shall glory in his presence. You know, a man may be very eloquent, very able in setting forth a truth, or may have that great natural wisdom and understanding, that great knowledge. And yet the Lord may not be pleased to use his ministry much. There may be another so ignorant who struggles through every sermon, hardly knows how to carry on preaching, and it might please the Lord, by the foolishness of preaching, to apply his word upon a soul. By the foolishness of preaching. For the Jews require a sign. And the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, believing that he is able to save. The Lord has that wisdom to save his people from all their sins. Oh, behold the wisdom of God in the plan of salvation, defeating Satan, and yet saving his people. Oh, in the wisdom of God, Christ must become a real man, must live that holy life, and suffer such an ignominious death, bearing the sins of his people, shedding forth his own heart's precious blood. And there he truly died, and yet on the third day rose again from the dead, ascended up on high, and now is at the right hand of the Father, who also maketh intercession for us. Oh, what wisdom to be taught our need of him, to save us from all our sins. Believe ye that I am able to do this? At times it seems too much. Or when we feel the plague of our own hearts and the abundance of our sins, when we prove that we cannot cease from sin. The more I strive against sin's power, I sin and stumble, but the more Too late I heard my Saviour say, come unto me. I am the way, all to be found a coming sinner. To believe that where sin abounds. And those of you who feel the plague of your own heart and those besetting sins. And as the Lord shines more and more into your hearts, more and more do you, are you brought to see and know and feel your sins. And you cry out over this body of his death. And oh, how our sins abound. But where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. And the precious blood of Jesus cleanseth from all sin. Doubt it not. Doubt it not. Oh, there is such a power. Efficacy, that meritorious precious blood cleanseth from all sin. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith. And here we see that wisdom the Lord gives to his people. Souls that are born again, souls who are quickened by his Spirit, souls who are spiritually minded, feeling their need of the wisdom of God, or the Christ of God, to save them from all their sins. Well, much, much more could be spoken concerning Christ as the wisdom of God. But I also feel a burden in setting this word before you concerning, might say, providential wisdom. The same God who is a God of grace is a God of providence, who orders all things after the counsel of his own will. And what I see here in this word again respects prayer. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And what a wonderful thing when we're brought to understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Jeremiah was brought to see it. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Now this word, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord, is the last verse of Psalm 107. And there we have the experience, the pathway, the Lord's dealings of the Lord's people. And time and time and time again, they are in trouble. And I feel convinced there are some here tonight in trouble. And it's that trouble where you just do not know what to do. You lack wisdom. You cannot get yourselves out of these troubles. Now, it may be self-inflicted trouble. It may be trouble from others. Oh, it may be troubles that have come upon you suddenly, troubles which have crept up upon you, troubles in your home, troubles in your business, troubles in your circumstances, troubles in your health. Oh, how we prove that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward, and the Lord's people are so often in trouble. In trouble. And yet throughout this lovely psalm, And here is a wisdom. When they were in trouble, then they cried unto the Lord. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, hoping, trusting, expecting the Lord to deliver them in whatsoever trouble they were found in. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Any here tonight at their wits' end? You know, in a margin it reads, all their wisdom is swallowed up. All their wisdom is completely gone. They know not what to do. They're absolutely at a loss. I cannot but help think of Jehoshaphat and his prayer. Neither know we what to do. All his wisdom had been swallowed up. But then he lacked wisdom. But then the Lord gave him wisdom. Let him ask of God. But our eyes are upon thee. Now that is wisdom. And that is the wisdom the Lord will teach his people, to look to him, to cry unto him, to trust in him. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Oh, that we cannot lean too hard, that we cannot lean too often. Then, oh, at times there is a period of time before we cry unto the Lord. Oh, we struggle on. We try to find a way out. Or we lean upon our own understanding. We look to man. We look to an arm of flesh. And you know, they all fail. They fell down and there was none to help. None to help. And yet the dear Lord, our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble, ever present to grant us the help that we need. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh like an ever-flowing fountain. My help cometh from the Lord. He who is faithful, he who is too wise to err, too good to be unkind, he who is full of compassions, ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them, and he delivered them, and he brought them out of their distresses. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Oh, let him ask of God. The Lord will show thee what to do. Oh, the Lord surely will appear, and it shall be given him. The certainty of it shall be given him. All needed wisdom. There was fairly recently a Christian employer I know of, and there was an oversight, and there was a great difficulty, a great trouble. It may have cost the business tens of thousands of pounds. I believe that godly man sought the Lord for wisdom. And the Lord showed him what to do. I cannot be more specific in this. I have to leave it general, how to go about this matter. And he told me, and I said to him, I believe the Lord gave you that wisdom to show you what to do. Even in everyday situations, when we feel to lack wisdom. Oh, let us ask of God and the Lord, and it shall be given him, perhaps not in a way we expected, nor at times in a way we wanted, but it shall be given him. You see, the Lord will have all the honour, all the glory. We must prove that our wisdom cometh down from above. I believe we read of that later in this chapter. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. How often we lean upon our own understanding. How often we look to man and we neglect prayer. Or how often when we come to our wit's end. How often when we know not what to do. Or when we feel to be desperate. And then we prove how we lack wisdom. Let him ask of God. That men ought always to pray and not to faint. If our religion is real, if we are a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are to follow him whithersoever he goeth. And often you find in the Psalms, the psalmist praying, to know the Lord's way, to know the Lord's will. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. And as he was singing that second hymn, and I thought of the preceding verses here to our text, the trial of faith. Yes, let him ask in faith, and yet our faith will be tried. The Lord at times may be pleased to hide his face. Oh, often the child of God walks in darkness and feels to have no light. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make crooked things straight and rough places plain, and darkness light unto them. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And really here I feel, if any of you lack wisdom to pray our way along, trusting in God. And I believe we will want the Lord to guide us and lead us forth by the right way, to go before us. And how often when we're brought to a stand and we know not what to do, be still. And know that I am God, and it shall be given him. Oh, the Lord who leads his people forth by the right way. The Lord never makes a mistake. Oh, remember that. The Lord never makes a mistake. Now we do. And some of us here have had to painfully prove. Oh, when we've made mistakes, the error of our ways and judgment and discernment and wisdom. Perhaps some look back and, oh, bitter regrets, ever making that decision, ever going that way, ever doing that thing. And that lack of wisdom, but we never asked of God. We presumed. We thought we were doing right. It seemed to be the obvious thing. Oh, when you consider those two ways, straight is a gate, narrow is a way, which leadeth unto life. Wide is a gate, broad is a way, that leadeth unto destruction. A man left to his own wisdom would be found in that broad way. But the wisdom of God is to bring his people into that narrow way. Oh, that way where faith is tried. Or that way where one must walk by faith and not by sight. Trusting in God. For he himself knew what he would do. If any of you lack wisdom. And we say again, often it is our wisdom to know that we lack wisdom. You know how Solomon again, oh, he felt to be a little child. Oh, he felt so unfit, inadequate to rule the kingdom of Israel. He prayed for wisdom, and the Lord gave him wisdom. Wisdom to rule. Wisdom to know what to do. And may we prove in a small way, in the pathway ordained for us, may it be our wisdom to walk by faith. May it be our wisdom to pray our way along, dependent upon the Lord. Oh, we live in such a day and age where man would be independent. May we who fear God remember the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, may we be dependent, for ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price. Dependent upon God to lead us forth by the right way, to supply every need. Do we not sometimes sing, keep us humble, keep us low, seeking only thee to know. When we're full of our own wisdom, we do not pray. We cease to pray. But when we feel to lack wisdom, and as the Lord sanctifies his dealings with us, oh, may grace be given to ask of God, to open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of a sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Fred Ince is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Izzard next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1006. Buried in shadows of the night, we lie till Christ restores the light. Wisdom descends to heal the blind and chase the darkness of the mind. 1006.
And may the grace of a Saviour, the love of the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.